April 13, Christ, our peace and righteousness. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. John 5:31. He who has the spotless robe of righteousness woven in the loom of heaven, in which is not a thread that sinful humanity can claim, is at the right hand of God to clothe his believing children in the perfect garment of his righteousness. Those who are saved in the kingdom of God will have nothing of which to boast in themselves. The praise and the glory will all flow back to God. It is now the work of the sinner to make peace with God, but to accept Christ as his peace and righteousness. Thus man becomes one with Christ and one with God. There is no way by which the heart may be made holy save through faith in Christ. Yet many think that repentance is a kind of preparation that men must originate themselves before they can come to Christ. They must take steps themselves in order to find Christ a mediator in their behalf. It is true that there must be repentance before there is pardon, but the sinner must come to Christ before he can find repentance. It is the virtue of Christ that strengthens and enlightens a soul so that repentance may be godly and acceptable. Repentance is as certainly a gift of Jesus Christ as is forgiveness of sins. Repentance cannot be experienced without Christ, for it is the repentance of which he is the author that is the ground upon which we may apply for pardon. It is through the work of the Holy Spirit that men are led to repentance. It is from Christ that the grace of contrition comes, as well as the gift of pardon and repentance, as well as forgiveness of sins, is procured only through the atoning blood of Christ. Those whom God pardons, he first makes penitent. When the sinner accepts Christ and lives in him, Jesus takes his sins and weaknesses and then grafts the repentant soul into himself so that he sustains the relation to Christ that the branch does to the vine. We have nothing, we are nothing, unless we receive virtue from Jesus Christ.